It would have been fun to be in the room 30 years ago when a group of artists gathered and exchanged ideas about something very practical. They were very different from each other as artists, not a school of any sort, but they shared something fundamental. They needed a place to exhibit their work. They also shared a respect for the region and its residents. They wanted people here to see what they'd been up to in their various and sundry media and studio working spaces. They went on to found the Artists for Art Gallery in Scranton, also known simply as the AFA Gallery. One of the artists who was probably in that very room 30 years ago was James Penedos. We learn that he was born in Portugal, on the northern coast, where his father ran the village cafe. He started by studying the works and writings of great painters, doing many reproductions to learn the master's techniques. He made his way to the States, and he has since exhibited in galleries in New York and Paris, as well as in Colorado, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Penedos and sculptor Charles Wells own and operate the Springville Schoolhouse Art Studios, originally a 1920s brick high school in the country village of Springville, Pennsylvania. This they renovated into artists' studio apartments and studio space, and a spacious gallery, a place for artists to work. His artist statement reads, "My work is fundamentally experimentation with form, composition, the harmonious interplay of color, and whatever is derived from within the process of painting, without preconceived thought. This is fulfillment. It is often not political, ecological, or spiritual, but just is." And so it's appropriate that a painting by James Penedos will be front and center as the Artists for Art Gallery continues its 30th anniversary celebrations with what may just be the community's favorite of all the events they host throughout the year. It is the 30th Annual Art Gala and Auction, Saturday, November 17th at 6 p.m. at the AFA Gallery, Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton, with lots of food, live music, and good cheer, culminating in an auction and raffle. Artist Nikki Mosier, co-chair with Christine Irwin of the event, and Mark Sioka, artist and AFA vice president, stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
This is our 30th anniversary at AFA Gallery.
How did things come together 30 years ago? What was going on?
Well, there are several versions of that story, as is oral history goes. I think the most succinct is 30 years ago, a group of artists who didn't have a place to exhibit their work kind of got together and they sat around in a smoke-filled room and they decided that they would form this collective. And they started exhibiting their work together, and they found a home at St. Luke's shortly afterward. And then not long after that at all, Dr. Peter Couple, who has been our benefactor all of this time, offered them the space on Lackawanna Avenue. And Dr. Couple has been our benefactor for a really long time, and we just had a celebration honoring him. And we have an incoming benefactor, Frank and Mary Grace Dubois, who are our new owners and have so far just been really engaged in what we're doing and really supportive, and we look forward to a long relationship with them.
And were you each in early?
No, I wasn't. I'm a little late bloomer on the grouping.
I wasn't in early, but there's an interesting sidebar. Gary Grossman, a.k.a. Zuni Buffalo Man, was AFA's first president. And at the time that he was president, I was taking a high school class with him at Keystone College. And years later, when I joined the gallery, everyone was astonished that I knew him. And I was like, oh, sure. Doesn't everyone know him? And so it was nice to follow in his footsteps as president, because that was a really impactful moment in my life. And I think he recognized early on that there was no other path for me but the arts. And then here I am back in the mess that he made.
What has AFA made possible for you artists who are members?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's a camaraderie. A grouping of artists and like-minded individuals to make art and show together. And also, it's something that has contributed to not just our growth, but the community's growth as well. I have to say that there's so many wonderful people that have donated their time, energy, and money to keep an all-volunteer organization alive. And for 30 years for a nonprofit, that is a tremendous amount of energy. It's just a very positive thing in my life as part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the great things that AFA has been able to do is be more than just a visual arts hub. We've supported theater and the written word and music and comedy, and that breadth of our mission statement, Arts for Everyone, to include people who are just figuring out how to make art or have a little extra time and they're dabbling, and then people who have established a career in the arts and who do this, you know, with passion every day. And I think that sort of rainbow or that breadth of things is really special about AFA.
And Mark, you alluded to the impact that AFA has had in the community. We know for certain that what AFA has done in terms of First Friday, and we're speaking on a First Friday, actually.
Yes. One of our founding members, if not the point person, Judy Ushak, was tremendously influential after seeing an event in Binghamton, bringing that to Scranton, and having the first event. And that has transformed that downtown area into tonight. You'll see probably 20, 25 venues open and people walking around and restaurants being packed and musicians. And it's just a great cultural event. It really is.
Yeah, it's a far cry from the days when we used to race around on Thursday night and grab artwork off people's walls and be like, it's First Friday tomorrow. We've got to fill the place up. So it's wonderful to see. I mean, it's a packed house is a great sight.
You all have that sense of wanting it to be not just your little enclave.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think when I stepped down as president, bringing Connor O'Brien in and including both his youth and his energy in terms of the Fringe Festival and all of the things that he does for the arts, it was that exact thing. It's like, let's bring someone else into this who can make us grow larger and larger. Maybe larger isn't the right word, but more, you know, more full in a way.
How many would you say you have on your membership rolls these days?
400?
At least yeah. High 300s, low 400s easily.
Yeah. And we'll probably see 300 people in the gallery tonight for First Friday.
Describe the layout of the building that you all went into, thanks to Dr. Couple.
Well, it's a building that's been around since around the early 1900s.
Yeah, I think so.
It was built as a commercial business. Walk in and it has beautiful space. The first thing that artists love is the big walls, because we want to hang everything. And this year we'll be celebrating two floors of exhibition space. So those walls are just tremendous to accommodate many artists and many types of art. Tonight, when people come in, they'll see a crowd. They'll see the most beautiful pieces of some of the best artists of Northeastern PA and beyond, in order to get an idea about the upcoming auction that we're having in just a few weeks. So I think it's just one of those things. You walk in, bright lights, white walls, and just tremendous looking art.
Right. And for the auction, it's especially festive. We have tables full of food that people donate and businesses donate. And then upstairs, it's like a twinkly sort of gallery and great fun. You know, people come and get a big table together and they're bidding against one another. And there's some rivalry and there's some, you know, passion about what they want. And it's artists are often there. So it's a really great informal moment to maybe meet the person whose work you're buying and enjoy the evening. So the auction is sort of the highlight of our year. It's the best. It's the best, most fun we have.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy. And Ken Rivenberg, he does such a wonderful job. I actually bought a piece when I wasn't even thinking about it. He talked me into it. I jumped up and I wasn't supposed to. I was an MC that night, but I had to buy the piece. You know, it's just that kind of energy. Very flowing.
He's been wonderfully generous to us, donating his time every year for a really long time.
One of the things that is distinctive is that you have a featured artist or a featured piece, and you all are involved in donating works, but then you have a focus on a particular artist.
We have two focuses this year, I think I would say. The raffle artist, who is a long, long-time member of the gallery, James Penedos, has donated a piece that...
It's a 14 by 14 inch original oil painting, and it's a wonderful piece that shows his quality of work. In his style.
Anything you can say about his way of working for people who may not be familiar with his work?
Well, I have to say one thing. I learned a new term. I was book taught about painting before I started painting myself in college. And he puts the paint on impasto style. And I said, impasto? Yeah, that's impasto. He looked at me and said, no, we call that juicy. So I use that term all the time with my students. And when I talk about art, I try to sound like I know what I'm talking about. And I say, that's a juicy painting. So I appreciate that from James's vocabulary.
I think James is mostly known for largely abstract works. You can often see his work up at the Springville Schoolhouse, which is where he hails from, and juicy. And then we're exhibiting tonight Barbara Remington, who is one of the original illustrators of The Hobbit. And she's in her 90s, and she is a pip. And we have an exhibition of her work on the second floor, and we have one piece in that exhibition that will be pulled out for the auction. And Barbara is...
most mature.
Our most mature, our How's least that? Mature, and our most mature.
You can go to the bookstore and open the early edition of Tolkien's The Hobbit, and it's her illustrations.
Yes. It's her, absolutely, and there are several other books that she's done. I own a book called The Boat, and I own some of the illustrations, the original illustrations that are for that book. And she's marvelous, and the work has such charm and sort of devilishness. It's really fantastic. So I think this year we had the opportunity to highlight both of those people, and that's really important.
Those of you who've been here representing AFA over the years, you love to celebrate, not just with parties, but you really are a group loving the area, celebrating the arts, as you've laid it out for us in this way. So this is a perfect example for people to join you in that impulse you all have.
Yeah, I think that that's right. I mean, I think one of AFA's real strengths is that sort of collaborative nature. You know, we host students from all the area colleges. We have people on our board from all of the area arts organizations. You know, we really work to be not just an anchor in the community, but really, you know, a sort of spider web in the community where we're really supporting as much as we can and inviting as much. And, you know, by extension, that's fun. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it creates a certain type of atmosphere because... here we have a member show coming up in December, and you'll see from the most professional work, amateur, and everybody in between hanging side by side without any need to have it curated except for space. Well, otherwise, it's up on the walls and celebrating everybody who's like a Sunday painter to those people that actually make a living from selling their artwork.
And that can be a huge stepping stone for students. At Marywood, where I teach, I just was having a conversation about professional practices, and students are like, well, how am I going to get in an exhibition? And I was like, well, you can join AFA. We have a student rate. And then in December, which is very soon, you can have a piece exhibited. And we exhibit a piece from every person who submits for that December show. We curate just, you know, and we'll hang the walls thick if we get a lot of work. And it's that sort of first door opening that is so critical for some people. And then they come in the door and they never leave. And that's great.
That's right.
And you have a wonderful committee coming together to make this event possible.
Yes. In fact, Nikki is one of the co-chairs of that. Nikki and Krista Irwin, Dr. Irwin from Marywood as well, have co-chaired this event. And we have several members from our board and outside as well. Connor O'Brien, of course, the president. Carla Williams is on our board. Cole Hastings is on our board. Nancy Grand from the Times, she's with us. And a person that Connor brought in, Mandy Boyle Pennington, she is our PR promotion and coordinator. So that's impressive. You know, there's a lot of energy going on in that group as well.
So what's the date and where? What's the date and what's the particulars?
The date is Saturday, November 17th. 6 o'clock is when we have what kind of refreshments, hors d'oeuvres. Well, I say good refreshments and good food, absolutely. And that's about an hour. And then we'll move upstairs for the auction itself. And that usually lasts, well, about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
About then, we'll have dessert upstairs. And in the cocktail hour, Tom Murray is going to be accompanying us with some music.
And the tickets are very inexpensive for such a wonderful evening. Very reasonable. Plus, we have the old lines of the area. Those people that we stand on their shoulders with many young emerging artists. The best artwork, there's no doubt about it.
Artist Mark Sioka, who is AFA Vice President, and artist Nikki Moser, co-chair of this event, speaking with us in anticipation of the 30th Annual Holiday Art Gala and Auction hosted by the Artists for Art Gallery, 514 Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton, and again, celebrating the organization's 30th anniversary. The event will be Saturday, November 17th, getting underway at 6 o'clock,
and you will be able to check everything you need online. artistsforart.org, artistsforart.org, the 30th Annual Holiday Art Gala and Auction at the Artists for Art Gallery, 514 Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton, Saturday, November 17th at 6 in the evening, getting underway at 6. And the featured artist will be James Penedos and also Barbara Remington. And if you need more information online, artistsforart.org, artistsforart.org.